Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Not all the green in our yards is grass. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we are talking about the wonders of moss. It is so beautiful. I love moss.
It is. It has a calming appearance, and it kind of makes a very comfortable footing in our imagination. If you've ever been somewhere where you've seen the ground covered with moss, it's just inviting. You want to touch it, you see yourself sitting on it or laying on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's oftentimes a place in the forest or in the timber where things are just generally pleasant. That's a personal opinion. I don't have any scientific research to back that up.
Now, is that because moss grows in shady areas and shade is very sort of relaxing?
I think that's partly true. But, you know, I learned that there are some mosses that'll do just fine in the sun. And there are lots of reasons for the growing popularity of moss.
Okay.
It's not running for public office, but if it did, I'm sure it would win.
I'd be voting for moss. You can count on that. What is moss, anyway?
Moss is a very simple plant. It's an evergreen.
Oh.
Yes. And some of its requirements are similar to the needled evergreens in our landscape.
I've got some growing right next to an evergreen, so I guess they
that
like to keep each other company.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. And, you know, because there's a lot more awareness and understanding of our environment, the moss and stone gardens are becoming very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a good thing, right? It's nice to see a lawn, but a tyranny of lawns is not a good thing. There are even books with that title.
The tyranny of lawns,
you know. and I think that that's a great thing to point out, because we have a lot of work involved in maintaining a beautiful turf, a beautiful lawn, if you will. And, you know, we've talked about doing lots of different projects on Grow, and Grow Corporate likes us to stress safety and accountability and honesty when it comes to projects. And it's just like the painting example, the taping and the tarping, it takes the longest, and the painting is over before you know it.
Uh-huh.
And having a moss garden or having moss cover on the ground is similar. There's a lot of prep and everything like that, but it's a great investment because the payoff is you don't have to push a mower over it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's established. And when you're not pushing a mower over it ever, that means you're not polluting the world with the noise of that mower. You're not breathing in those fumes.
And you don't have to rake or bag or anything like that.
Well, don't get ahead of me, because that's one little thing, Laura, that the leaves we have to pay attention to are moss lawn in the fall.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, it's not like the lawn where you mow it and it's a little tall because you went to Lake Geneva for the weekend, and then you got to rake up the clippings or you got to bag them up or whatever. So that popularity and that understanding has increased the awareness, and a lot of people want to see these types of features in their landscape.
Well, how do we start? What's the prep work?
The prep work is giving yourself a very level playing field, so to speak. So you've got to clear off all 100% of vegetation, twigs, rock stones, bones, whatever you find when you scratch away the vegetation and the debris.
That is a lot of work.
You have to dispose of that in some manner. But for you to get the moss started, you have to have this nice, level, groomed or contoured ground.
All right.
Even a little depression, like a depression that's created from, say, dropping a softball on the ground, that can cause a little bit of an interruption in the progression of your moss lawn. There are two broad categories of the moss. There's the acrocarps, and those are more cushiony, tufty looking moss colonies.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the pleurocarpus. They're, I think, what people most often see in their own place. You see both, but The pleurocarpus, it's flatter, you know, it's more prostrate, closer to the ground.
Yeah.
And they both kind of spread the same way, and they can grow in just about any soil.
You're listening to GLT's Grow. We're talking about the wonders of moss, and there's a couple of kinds, both of which can grow in just about any soil, as you just
said.
That's
right. And there's one soil limitation that everyone needs to know of, and those are sandy soils. Sandy soils and beaches and things like that. Do you see moss there? No, you don't. Do you see moss growing on the sandy banks of a creek or a river? No, you don't. You see it in places where there is a till or a loamy type soil. It can be very rich soil or it can be rather bland soil. The moss will handle either.
Mm-hmm.
The acrocarp moss that has the tufts, it spreads much slower, but it's a deeper, more cushiony looking moss. Whereas the pleurocarpus, it's very thin, but it'll spread a little faster.
Okay.
And of those two, the acrocarp is sensitive to herbicides.
Oh.
So, you know, you're thinking about getting your project started and you've collected moss or you've purchased moss. You can do either one to get your moss habitat started. But you're going to have to do some maintenance once your little plugs are down on the ground, and then it's not going to be this overnight thing. It could take up to 6 months.
Really?
6 months. It could take a long time.
But that's a lot of time for weeds to move on in.
That's right. That's right. So that's why I was selling it at the beginning of our discussion to say the payoff is because for that first 6 months, you're looking at daily watering for the first month.
Wow.
Daily.
Daily.
And the only time you can skip out on a watering is if you've had rainfall.
Okay.
And the second month, you're going to be watering your new moss colony 3 times a week. The third month, a couple times a week, all the way into the fifth month where you're just kind of watering in between rainstorms to kind of nurse your new moss crop mm-hmm. off of the hand watering.
Okay.
And it is literally hand watering because you do not want to apply so much water that you get water moving on the surface and the creation of rivulets and runoff.
Uh-huh.
The moss wants a flat playing field. And an expression I heard when you're assessing the ground that you're going to grow moss on, envision yourself being 1 inch tall. And
Ant-Man!
When you're only 1 inch tall,
uh-huh.
walking into a small depression could be like walking into the Grand Canyon. And that is a challenge for the moss. The
okay.
moss is going to want a flat level playing field. But we've all seen the moss crawl over logs and rocks and everything, and,
mm-hmm.
and you can duplicate that in your moss landscape by building up stones and soil and a gentle, tiny ramp, literally, to help get them off of the flat plane and onto a vertical plane. And after you've prepared all this ground and you have your moss, whether you collected it or you have purchased it, you're going to just put these little plugs out and space them evenly on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the last thing you would do in the preparation. So you've already cleaned your ground and all that stuff. If you have stones and hardscaping features, all of that, including any permanent plants other than your moss, that all needs to be done first. So you've
right.
got the bones of your garden plus the soil prep, and then you're ready for moss. So you're going to have all these little tiny plugs of moss that you have pulled apart from the bigger pieces of moss that you have collected or purchased. Having them consistently shaped will give you an initial finished appearance,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't really change how fast or slow the moss will grow in.
Okay. Well, so if you want to go with moss, make sure you've prepped before you even get some moss.
Manage your own expectations.
Okay. That's, oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's a, you know what, that belongs on a bumper sticker. Manage your expectations.
It's going to take time.
It does. And Murph, thank you so much for the advice about growing moss. Next week, Ruth in Normal needs advice for growing great marigolds. If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form and send it along to us, and maybe, just maybe, Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. It's wglt.org/grow.